From the United Church of Christ of California, Missouri, this is A Time of Hope.
May God be gracious to us and bless us.
May His face
shine
upon us.
That Your way may be known upon earth.
Your saving power among all nations.
Let the nations be glad and sing for joy. The earth has yielded its increase.
God, our God, has blessed us.
Let the peoples praise You, O God.
Let all the peoples praise You.
We pray the prayer of the day for this, the 11th Sunday after the Pentecost. God of all peoples, Your arms reach out to embrace all those who call upon You. Teach us as disciples of Your Son to love the world with compassion and constancy, that Your name may be known throughout the earth, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Let us seek the face of God, confessing our sin. Most merciful God, we confess to You our sinfulness and our helplessness to escape from it. We regard ourselves more worthy than others. We close our doors to them. We close our hands and hearts as well. We beg Your mercy for the sake of Jesus Christ, Your Son. Forgive our sins and turn us from our ways. Amen. God has mercy for everyone. God loves. God's love reaches out to all. Jesus Christ was given to die for us, and for His sake our sins are forgiven, and we shall live. Our God has turned to us in love.
Thanks be to God.
Our children's time this morning is led by Annie Wolford.
So has everybody started school? How's things going? Good. Awesome. Okay. So we got a lesson today. You know, I thought pretty fitting that we had backpacks, okay? So I have some volunteers. Obviously, they're my children because I have enough children to have volunteers. Okay. Ooh, here, Emma. That's heavy. Okay, she says that's really, really heavy. Okay, come here, Ben. Is that heavy or light? He said that's light. Okay. Sissy, or Meredith. I guess not everybody calls you Sissy. Meredith, grab Emma's. Stand up. Okay, put it on your back. Is that heavy or light while you're doing that? So it's light. So Emma said it was heavy, but you said it was light. Okay. Can you get it? Okay. Hazel, get Ben's. Oh. Is that heavy or light? Is that heavy or light?
Light.
That's light. Are you sure?
Heavy.
Okay. Don't sit down. Hold on. Ooh, sorry. My children, they have so much hair. Okay. Now, I'm just standing right there. Keep going. Don't trip. Okay. Why don't you do some jumping jacks? And I'm being serious. Do some jumping jacks. Do it. No, keep going. I didn't say stop. Okay, now take your backpack off. Is that hard to do that? Yeah? Yes? No? Maybe so? Yes? Okay. So with that, Meredith thought that Emma's bag was light, or thought it was heavy, but then it was light. Hazel thought Ben's bag was light, but it was heavy. And when she realized it was heavy, it was really hard to carry, right? Just like in life, you know, you might think somebody's having a great day, but they're really not having a great day. Or they might be having a terrible day and they just want somebody to go up to them and tell them, hey, it's okay, your backpack is light, or everything's gonna be okay. So not everything in people or children in your everyday lives seem what it really is. Like the backpack that was supposed to be heavy was really light, and the backpack that was light was really heavy. So just remember that when you guys go to school every day. That person might, and I use this word in my house, might be a jerk, but they might just need somebody to love on them. You don't know what's going on at home. So just be a friend to everybody and love on everybody, because God had mercy on us, so we should probably have mercy on people. Does that make sense? Yeah. Okay, ready? Dear God, thank you so much for having mercy on us, and we want to make sure we show mercy on everybody that we come in contact with. Mercy is a lot better than having judgment. We love you. Amen.
Our special music, The Old Rugged Cross, is sung by Dale Ratcliffe. Testament and Epistle lessons are read by Alan Martinson.
Would you please join me in the prayer for illumination? Lord, open our hearts and minds by the power of your Holy Spirit, that as the Scriptures are read and your word is proclaimed, we may hear the joy what you say to us today. Amen. The first lesson this morning comes to us from Isaiah chapter 56, starting in verse 1. Thus says the Lord, maintain justice and do what is right, for soon my salvation will come and my deliverance be revealed. And the foreigners who join themselves to the Lord to minister to him, to love the name of the Lord, and to be his servants, all who keep the Sabbath and do not profane it, and hold fast my covenant, these I will bring to my holy mountain, and make them joyful in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and their sacrifices will be accepted on my altar, for my house shall be called a house of prayer for all peoples. Thus says the Lord God, who gathers the outcast of Israel, I will gather others to them besides those already gathered. The second lesson comes to us from Romans chapter 11, starting in verse 1. Paul writes, I ask then, has God rejected his people? By no means. I myself am an Israelite, a descendant of Abraham, a member of the tribe of Benjamin. God has not rejected his people whom he foreknew. For the gifts and the calling of God are irrevocable. Just as you were once disobedient to God, but have now received mercy because of their disobedience, so they have now been disobedient in order that by the mercy shown to you, they too may now receive mercy. For God has imprisoned all in disobedience so that he may be merciful to all. This ends the second lesson.
Our scripture lesson and sermon, It's a Dog's Life, is presented by our interim pastor, Gene Maul.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 15th chapter. And this is the story of the Canaanite woman's faith. Jesus left that place and went away to the district of Tyre and Sidon. And just then a Canaanite woman from the region came out and started shouting, Have mercy on me, Lord, son of David. My daughter is tormented by a demon. But he did not answer her at all. And his disciples came and urged him, saying, Send her away, for she keeps shouting after us. And he answered, I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. But she came and knelt before him, saying, Lord, help me. And he answered, It is not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs. She said, Yes, Lord, yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table. And then Jesus answered her, Woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish. And her daughter was healed instantly. Well, dear friends in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. He called her a dog. Did you hear that? It is not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs. He called this Canaanite woman a dog. She was not Jewish or one of the chosen people of Israel. And unless you happen to be Jewish, that's what he could call each of us as well. Most of us are descendants of foreigners. Did you get your DNA checked at all? Check it once. He called her a dog. And that could well spell a problem. Dogs are not people, after all. And by calling this Canaanite woman a dog, Jesus was offering what may be called the ultimate put-down. Dogs are not people. The disciples said, Send that dog away. You see, this lady was from the region of Tyre and Sidon. These were Phoenician cities just beyond the northern borders of Israel. The people worshipped Phoenician gods. They were not Jewish. They could be considered pagans. She was a Canaanite. And there was enmity between the Jews and the Canaanites that existed ever since the time of Noah. Canaan was the son of Ham, the son of Noah. And Ham had seen his father naked at one time, and Noah uttered a curse on him. Cursed be Canaan. Lowest of the slaves shall he be to his brothers. blessed by the Lord my God, be Shem, who was another brother, and let Canaan be his slave. So Jesus indicates Canaanite dogs do not have the same rights which the people have. Many of you may have dogs at home. I know we have had some during the years. You have the right to buy and sell your dog. You cannot sell your spouse or your children. Since dogs are not people, they do not have the same right as people. And by calling us dogs, Jesus reminds us, the Gentiles, sharply, we have no right in God's family. And God can ignore us if he chooses to, for dogs are not people. And unless we are among the chosen children of Israel, we rank as the dogs. Whatever life we live in God's presence, therefore, well, it's a dog's life at best. Which some of us might say is not too bad, is it? A dog's life. I mean, in the right family, a dog can live a pretty good life. At times, you may wish to change places. You do not have to work for a living. You don't have to meet deadlines. You don't have to worry about bills. You don't have to attend meetings. You don't have to change tires. You don't have to drive that carpool. You don't have to fret about getting to the store before it closes. See, dogs even become members of the family. You ever write your dog's name on a Christmas card or a letter? They're guaranteed food and shelter and medical care, and they go for a ride in the car. Dogs do not have rights, but in the right family, they do have privileges, and they exercise them to the utmost. See, Snoopy says, anything that falls on the floor is legally mine. And it is true of this Canaanite woman in the gospel as well. For the dogs then, stuff not only falls on the floor, but it sometimes is even put there for the dog. If not what they want, they'll start begging for it. Tell them no, and they do it anyway, and they just sit there with their big hungry eyes until they get what they want, like the end of the sandwich, or how about the tip of the ice cream cone? Things like that. Not a bad existence or a dog's life, if you happen to be a dog in the right family. But would you give your life for a dog like you would for a spouse or children? Remember, dogs are not people. But if you are with me in this analogy, this is really the amazing part of the story of the Lord's love for us. The disciples said, send her away, for she keeps shouting after us. But Jesus comes to another conclusion. And in dealing with this Canaanite woman, he arrives at a different ending. She comes and says, can you spare a few crumbs of your grace? And right there he did. He gave his life for a dog. Woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish. She may have been a dog in his estimation, but by granting his request and acknowledging her faith and healing her daughter, Jesus also became committed to dying for her. Because the healing he performed was not some kind of a sideshow of his ministry, somehow divorced from his real mission of which he came. That mission was of one piece. And to commit himself to healing even a heathen dog was to commit himself to dying for what? For all of us here today. To commit himself, giving his Gentile life in face of certain death, was to commit himself by his resurrection to the offer of eternal life in the face of eternal death. It was to make her a part of the family in a way that no dog deserves, since dogs are not people, remember? By which, in his love, he did anyhow for her and for us. Her great faith comes closely after Peter's little faith. You remember last week, walking on water, and all of a sudden Peter goes, oops, down. And Jesus says to him, oh, you of little faith, to this woman, you of great faith. Reading from Romans in that earlier reading today, Paul reminds the Gentiles that they are undeserved by the very real mercy of God, which he managed somehow to include even us as members of the family with all the privileges pertaining thereto. And in that first reading today, there was a welcome for the foreigners and the sojourners who had joined themselves to the Lord, and there will be others and they will become part of us. He gathers others besides those already gathered. It's like the privilege of begging, which this Canaanite woman exercised so beautifully and effectively. We also sing in those terms at times. We sing the words, "What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer." And then we get even more than we deserve. In his word, he goes farther to call us children, children of God, no longer dogs. Once you were no people, but now you are my people. Up off the floor of begging. And he invites us to sit at the master's table. This calls for devoted response. Even a dog knows that. You get special licks if it has been satisfied. But in this Canaanite woman, the church finds an image of its mission. For there is a world filled with people in need and sick and oppressed. And in the prayers of the church, we ask for God's healing in a world troubled and wounded, even as we witness this week in Charlottesville or Barcelona. Pray for the healing of hostilities that happen in our own country and around the world. And as we go, remember our own status as foreigners before God, people rescued from the slavery of sin, adopted into God's household as his children, and challenges us to think how we would treat the sojourner in our midst. Do we exclude anyone? Anyone who lives apart from God? Yes, anyone who needs the Christian community. Share the crumbs we have found with all the other dogs in need of them still out there. Amen. And the peace of God which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. We confess our faith, the Apostles' Creed. Shall we rise? I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again according to him. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the one holy universal Christian church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Thank you.
Strengthened by the Spirit who gives us words to speak and hearts that care, let us bring our hopes and needs to God who listens. Lord, in your house is a house of prayer for all peoples, all outcasts, all who love your name. Reach into our hearts and focus our attention on this central mission of your gospel. Hear us to help us to welcome the stranger and the sojourner. Oh Lord, hear our prayers. Caring God, our hearts are deeply troubled by the events we hear happening around our nation and around the world. The events of Charlottesville affect all of us. We greatly grieve hearing of confrontations and the senseless loss of life and injuries to many. May they find healing and strength as they face the days ahead. May we all be more accepting of others, even those who are different or think differently from us. Help us to set aside the feelings of supremacy and racism that may still inhabit our bones. Oh Lord, hear our prayers. Guiding God, on this rally day, we ask your blessing upon our Sunday school, adults, children, and youth, our Wednesday program, confirmation class, and all of our educational endeavors. May teachers, students, and leaders all be inspired by you as we learn about your grace and caring hand for our lives. O Lord, hear our prayers. Shine your face upon those in need of healing in body, mind, and spirit. Be especially with those we name now and one we remember as Jerry Grant. Also, we ask that you comfort Pastor Colette Jones and her family as they mourn the death of her nephew. Sustain all we name and by our prayers we raise to you. Through Christ who meets them in their suffering, O Lord, hear our prayers. Faithful God, thank you for all the saints who have gone before us. We take heart in your saving grace, which reaches out to us across all eternity. We lift our prayers to you, God of mercy, confident that all things are in your hands. We pray together the prayer you taught us, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. You have been reconciled with Christ. Do the work of Christ in the world. Extend a hand to those in need. Speak up for those cast aside. Build bridges of reconciliation. Strengthen the bonds of community, knowing that the maker of our days, the restorer of our souls, and the breath of our lives will be with you this day and forevermore. Amen.
We're glad you joined us in this time of hope. If you don't have a church home, please come and grow with us at the United Church of Christ of California, Missouri. Sunday school starts at 9:30 this morning, with church following at 10:30. Until we meet again, may God bless and keep you.